Kentucky Wildcats
are doing some really special things.
They won't catch it!
To continue to grow.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
And I cannot thank the Big Blue Nation enough.
Seal the deal for Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network. Is the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. Talk with Coach Stoops by calling the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287 or statewide at 1-800-606-GAME. That's 1-800-606-4263. Or tweet your question to at UK Sports Network. The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show begins now. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Cats, Tom Leach.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. It is the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. And on a different night this week, we'll be back to the regular schedule next Monday. But we'll talk Kentucky football over the course of the next hour as the Wildcats are back home to start the home stretch run of the season with three straight home games, starting with the Vanderbilt Commodores on Saturday. It will be Hall of Fame weekend at the University of Kentucky. A new class of inductees into the UK Athletics Hall of Fame. And the game will then kick at noon Eastern on Saturday. And the Hall of Fame inductees will be honored, as they always are, at halftime of the game. It'll be televised on the SEC Network. We'll have the coverage on the UK Radio Network starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. And Kentucky and Vandy coming up on Saturday. We will talk with Coach Stoops about the big win over Missouri, and then we'll get to other topics as well. It is the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Let's go.
You're listening to the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Start the game, you start this half hot, and you fight to the end.
Makes the catch.
Let's go.
The Mark Stoops Show is brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, Central Bank, Kroger, UK Healthcare, and by Coca-Cola.
At the five, and goes in!
UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by these sponsors, Toyota and by Skyline Shield.
The 10 years in Lexington is something that I am proud of.
All season long, catch the Wildcats in Lexington on your home for Kentucky football, the UK Sports Network.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of five premium burgers, like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and Loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru.
Hello.
The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try it today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Here are five big reasons to buy a Toyota Camry. It's built in the USA. Camry's got style and innovation. It's America's best-selling car. Camry all-wheel drive is one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas. And the number one reason, the great fuel savings. At an EPA-estimated 52 mpg, Camry Hybrid could save you thousands in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Noses don't stop running at 5 o'clock. Sore throats never sleep. Because your symptoms go around the clock, so do your options for care at Baptist Health. With evening hours 7 days a week and 24/7 video visits, you always have access to the care you know and trust. To find the nearest urgent care location or to start your video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere. This is urgent care, centered on you.
welcome back into the show for this Monday. The game Saturday is presented by UK Healthcare and King's Daughters, a powerful partnership for a healthier Kentucky. As the Wildcats will take on the Vanderbilt Commodores for Hall of Fame weekend, we learned this week that the game time for the Georgia contest a week from Saturday has been set for 3:30 Eastern time, will be televised on CBS. So normally when Coach Stoops joins us on Mondays, you've had a short practice with your guys and have met with them, but at this point you've had gotten into the regular week with Tuesday and Wednesday practices.
Yeah,
and
can you guys hear me?
I got you.
Some serious static on mine, Tom.
Oh, okay.
But
well, they're going to work on that.
Let me try this.
All right.
Let me switch headset.
We're going to sub out some headphones there. We're going to go to the bench.
All right.
Better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Look at that.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, Tom, very different. Wednesday's a heavy work day for us, obviously. You know, to this point, still getting things in order in the game plan. On Mondays, we're just getting started, usually just getting off a light practice, like you said. But, you know, had 3 days of practice to this point, and, you know, it's been a great week. You know, obviously coming off a very good victory, a hard-fought win. Very proud of our team with the way we got it done. You know, it wasn't always pretty, but our team had a great attitude, a strong mentality all week, and to go on the road with a team that was very hungry to get a victory as well. Very proud of the outcome. You know, definitely know there's things to clean up and work to get better at, but we've been blessed. Man, it's been beautiful weather here this week, and very sunny and beautiful day of practice, and I had to scurry out and hustle over here, Tom. So, so yeah, it's a little different on a Wednesday here for me.
I was there yesterday. Spirits seemed to be really high. Nothing like a win to lift everybody up.
Yeah, the win definitely helps. The guys work very hard and invest an awful lot, and so, you know, that helps things, and, you know, it doesn't hurt that it was, you know, almost 70 degrees and sunny and beautiful around here. So that's always good for the spirits as well.
Colin Goodfellow carved out a little special spot in UK football lore with what he did last Saturday, and he paid a price for it, sadly. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. You know, he's had to fly around and get several opinions and get his leg looked at, and he'll be out for the remainder of the year, as I mentioned, but he's he'll be okay.
Tremendous play. I don't know, you know, how much of the situation if the full complement of the rules that he even knew, he could have grabbed it, taken off running, and then punted, which would have lost his protection. But as soon as he turned, he became protected again.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We were fortunate that it was in the tackle box, mm-hmm. and much like, you know, intentional grounding, I think we all understand that rule, and the same applies to him. You know, what's different is, I touched on it Monday in my press conference, is with the Aussies, with the Australian rules football, and with Max last year, you know, with rolling out, you are not protected because you obviously have the threat of running, and so you lose that protection when you're outside the tackle box. But you know, fortunately, he was in the tackle box, and, you know, it's very unfortunate that he's hurt. But he made a play, just went on his instincts and got it off, and at least, you know, we had an opportunity, even without the penalty, to go out there and defend still.
Wilson Berry now takes over the punting role, and he was actually your starter going into last season, I think, had a back injury, and then Colin ended up filling in, doing so well that he kept the job.
Yeah,
is Wilson comes from Australia.
Yeah,
is he gonna? We're gonna see the Max Duffy style.
You may. What are you gonna get into getting on my game plan again, Tom? You want me to go ahead and just tell everybody? What? No,
well,
I'm just
nobody
kidding.
In Vanderbilt's listening.
I'm teased. Wilson has that ability. I think everybody knows that. If you got an Aussie punter, that they have that ability to roll out. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope he's as good at it as Max was.
Yeah,
kind of directed that ball like golf shots at times.
Yeah, he did.
Let me ask you about Vandy. You've watched tape at this point. They have struggled, obviously, but played the Missouri team you just played tough. They played them to a 17-14 game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they, you know, Vandy is a team that started really good. You can see the improvement. Won 3 out of 4 and really rolling. And, man, they had a tough schedule. You know, they just had a brutal schedule.
It was Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia in succession.
Yeah, and that'll beat down on anybody. Yeah. And then they go and, you know, yeah, as I mentioned, as we were getting ready for Missouri a week ago, you know, because I know how good Missouri was and how hard they play. And sure enough, Vandy had an opportunity with the ball late in the fourth quarter to either tie it or win it. And Missouri made the plays to get the stops. But you know, there's a team that you can tell. As I mentioned, you know, I know where Clark Lee's at. You know, I've been there. I'm probably the only person that could relate to him. You know, to be in the SEC and to try to rebuild from where he's coming from, you know, I know firsthand. And I know how hard that is and how challenging. And it just takes coaches to watch film and to see the way they play, and you know they're on the right track. And it just takes time, and they're working at it. But you could tell by how inspired his players are and how hard they play, and they're doing a really good job coaching them up. So I've been there, so I know they're hungry, and we have to match that intensity. We just got to clean it up and play a little bit cleaner than we did a week ago.
You can tweet us questions at UK Sports Network. You can post on the Kentucky Football Facebook page, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. It's 1-800-606-4263. Inside Lexington, 859-280-CATS, 859-280-2287. With your questions for Mark Stoops, this is the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth Turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
There you are, right on time. Let's talk about quitting tobacco. If you're not ready, change the station. Still with me? All right, okay. You already have a million reasons to quit. You've got kids, it's smoking up your new leather interior, blah, blah, whatever. You don't need another reason. You need a way. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Get free help and maybe even free nicotine patches and gum. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Or visit quitnowkentucky.org. Can't wait to talk to you.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next 4-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Welcome back in to the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. We should let you guys know, too, go ahead and get your questions in. Coach is going to be here for the first half of the show because, again, it's Wednesday. It's much further along in the prep. I mean, the game's coming up on Saturday, so you've got some meetings and things to get to. So.
Yeah, we shuffled this date till Wednesday, and I have work to do tonight, Tom. So I'm going to do half, and you're going to get the pleasure of having Coach Morrow. So you
the
don't know
dog.
What the big dog will be here. I think everybody will be more entertained with him than myself, anyway.
One thing before we get to our first questions, you were asked about NIL. At your news conference Monday, came up again today on the SEC teleconference. So
yeah, as I tried to downplay it as much as possible today, and then somehow I was lamenting or getting angry or I don't know. People, one thing I'm having a real hard time with right now is people misconstruing my words and putting words in my mouth. And I thought I was asked, and maybe I interpreted the question wrong, how it affected me this year, like essentially with games and all that. Like, mm-hmm. And there's no excuses. I'm not. I mean, we either win or lose. There's nothing to do with NIL. You know what I mean?
As far as within the games.
Yeah, I thought it was asked about winning and losing games, and we moved past that stuff in the summer. You know what I mean? We got
now,
things.
Now you're into football
mode. We're in football, but we also got some things ironed out within the university, and things are rolling. I basically am saying it like, you know. As I mentioned Monday, kind of playing, even the Yankees probably want more money, right?
Yeah. There's
not anybody that doesn't want.
It's everybody's favorite kind of money.
Well, I mean, everybody, if you have a collective, you want more. And I think every SEC school will say that. Everybody will say that. And so that's kind of what I was talking about. Like, when I'm in season, we're worried about winning and losing games. We're worried about game plan. I'm worried about Vanderbilt. And so it kind of took me off guard as far as I thought it was approached with, like, this year, like mm-hmm. this season. You know, so as far as NIL and what we're doing, we're making great progress and things are going good. And then I also somehow by saying that it's somehow I was taking a shot at another SEC school or something. I have no idea what these people are talking about. Like, I don't even know. I was asked about how it affected me in this season and what we're doing. And heck, I'm worried about football games, you know, and NIL, we're making good progress with that. We've been past that. And as far as me and other schools, my only thing is always to compliment the SEC because I know one thing. There's nobody interested in going backwards. And if you can do something in this league, they're going to do it, and they're going to do it right, and they're going to push the envelope, and that's a compliment. That's certainly not taking any shots. So I really cannot stand people putting words in my mouth and misconstruing things and articles and all that. Heck, I was really downplaying it, saying I am worried about Kentucky. You know, I can't control other SEC schools. I know they're going to do it right, like they do everything. You know, I'm worried about us, and I'm worried about my backyard and my team and our, you know, organization. And so I try to be complimentary and essentially worry about myself, and somehow I get brought into other teams or I was taking a shot at somebody. Well, I wasn't even thinking about anybody else. Matter of fact, I wasn't even thinking about that question. It's a 10-minute segment that I was – in the middle of my day, I got to do it at 12:40 on Wednesday when I'm knee deep in work.
Yeah. Well, let's get to a question and move on to what's happening with your team with Phil in Louisville. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Coach, this is Phil. Are you there?
I'm here. Right here. Hey, Phil.
Oh, good. Yeah. I just want to call in and talk a little bit. I never call in the call-in show, so excuse me if I'm a little bit sound nervous, but I'm.
Hey, welcome to the show,
my
Phil.
Whole life. I've been a UK fan my whole life. A lot of faith. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Phil. I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry, Phil. I was just making you
try to relax a little bit
and enjoy.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. No, I've been a UK fan my whole life. Football fan, especially. I date back to the, I guess, Charlie Bradshaw era. And became a student at UK in 1969. My wife in 70, and so we went to all the games when we were students. We graduated in 73, 74, and bought season tickets, and we've had tickets for 50 years now, and got all
good
the games.
You.
And unfortunately,
what you got for us, Phil?
We love the UK. We love the sport, but you know, it's been not the 50 years. We've had some losing football sometime, more often than not, I hate to say, but we've had some fun moments. Had some hope in the Jerry Claiborne era, some hope in the Frank Kirsten here a little bit, but you know, it wasn't that much. And a lot of our friends over the years have told us, you know, you're a fool to be a UK fan, but never going to be any good. And I've got to admit, all the experts that I knew in Louisville, all the sports experts said that, never going to happen. Don't, you know, you're wasting your time. Coach, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, you are the greatest thing that's ever happened to UK football.
Well,
you've done now already but everyone said it was impossible. We said it could not be done. They said basically, and these were sports experts, said, we know if UK gets win six games occasionally and goes to a mediocre ball game, you'll be thrilled. I knew you proved them all wrong, and you're not done yet. You know, yeah, I know you're not done yet.
I appreciate it.
All I want to say is thank you for what you've done for us old fans who've been fans our whole life. We hope you stay around forever. You may not, but as long as you're here, we're thrilled what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. I really appreciate the compliments and your support for the program through good times and bad, and what you're doing for us right now. Thank you so much, and we appreciate that call. And I probably owe you a few bucks because I'm only here for a half the segment, and you did a lot of talking, so that's good. So I could, I don't have to take too many shots here from Tom. I could get
Phil, thank you. We're going to get to a break. One more segment with Coach. We'll get to that. We'll come right back. This is the UK Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Capri, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the Kale Crunch Salad, it's just good.
Order a Grilled Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Here are five big reasons to buy a Toyota RAV4. It's the best-selling SUV in America. It's incredibly versatile. The electrified RAV4 Hybrid is one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas, and it has the best resale value in its class. And the number one reason, the great fuel savings. At an EPA-estimated 40 mpg, it could save you thousands in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
We are back on UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. Make sure that you tune in. BBN Game Day presented by Central Bank all season long on WLAX right here in Lexington. It airs Saturday mornings at 9. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for TV affiliates. And times in your area, fans outside the state can watch at ukathletics.com/videos or on the Kentucky Wildcats Facebook page. Coach Stoops is going to be with us for this one more segment here, and then we will get the big dog, Vince Mero, coming in. By the way, encourage everybody, when this show's ending, head on over to the Bell Soccer Complex. The UK men's soccer team, one of the few teams in the country that has not lost a match this season. They're in the semifinals of their conference tournament, CUSA's tournament, and playing West Virginia tonight at 7 Eastern time. So good luck to Coach Cedergren. He'll be on with Darren in a pre-recorded interview on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio that follows us. Okay, let's get back to a question off the Twitter feed, Mark. This is from William tweeting in at UK Sports Network. Any thought of running the Wildcat formation at any point this season?
Yeah, there's always thought, and, you know, we can always carry a few things, and you never know.
All right. Thank you, William. Let's go to a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line right here in Lexington. Tom, you are up with Coach Stoops.
Hey, Tom. Coach, appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Coach, longtime fan of yours since day one. Here in Kentucky, and I wish you continued success. I love watching your team. I love the way you lead and care for your young men. Really, really admire that. The other thing I really admire is you're just so brutally honest, it seems to me anyway, as a fan, a just with yourself, with your players, and with us as the fans. And with feeling that way about you, I feel like I would like to ask you a question. It might sound like a criticism, but it's really intended to be a question. Whenever I hear you talk and you break down a game, you don't avoid any you don't avoid anything. You look at it, you say, here's how I feel about it, here's what I'm going to do. And looking at your special teams performance this year, do you, and I heard you seem like on a recent show say you really don't have a special teams coach, it's a kind of coach by committee. Am I maybe wrong about that? But if I'm right about that, do you feel like you'd like to have a head coach that is primarily responsible for special teams, or is it going the way you would like it to go from this point forward?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. A couple things. Number one, your comment about my brutal honesty is the way I've always tried to approach things for 10 years. However, sometimes that's getting me in trouble lately. You know, and I just mean like with the way people unfortunately now can just take a soundbite of a long, long statement.
They kind of take it in other directions.
And then take it in another way and spin it however that media person wants to spin it. And that
when you're out of the conversation, then.
When I'm out of the conversation, they don't listen to the whole context. Or ask me a different question than another coach and frame it how they want. You know, so that, you know, lets me, you know, kind of feel like sometimes I want to go back to just giving you short answers, you know, which nobody likes. You know, I try to be honest. And, you know, what's interesting is locally people know me. They listen to me all the time, and they know I am brutally honest, and I try to be. And I'm not as guarded because I feel like I could, you know, the whole message will get out there. And so, you know, I'm not crying the blues, as some people will say, but it'll be like some national people will take sound bites and try to capture something. And then if I talk about it, all I do is give them legs. So
it clicks,
and it's just, you know, that's a little bit bothersome. In my world. But for you, Tom, I'm going to still continue to be brutally honest.
We appreciate that.
And
on things like the special teams.
So what he's talking about, that he, you know, it's absolutely bothering me, Tom. And it's a problem, and it will be addressed. I think that's about as direct as I can be. And we have functioned extremely successful in certain areas of the special teams for a long time. And then there's areas where we're falling short right now. And as I mentioned, you know, in press conferences that some of our special teams continue to be special and really good, but there's other parts that are unacceptable. And I take that, I shoulder that, and I will address that.
Let me ask you a strategy question. Late in the game, because you'd lost your punter, so you have to, it's like 40 seconds, I think. It's 4th and 2, I believe. Did you consider it all going for that there?
I did, but that wouldn't have been the right play. No, that wouldn't have been the right play.
Yeah.
The way our defense was, and I thought about it, but it was a long, it was a full two plus, and I didn't. You know, I felt like if we could get it inside the 10 or even inside the 20, with the way our defense was playing, just pin them back there. And they had to score a touchdown, you know. So, no timeouts, that wouldn't have been the right thing to do. I don't care what the analytics say.
Speaking of how well your defense was playing, Tony Neely from Sports Info had this in the notes. I used it on the broadcast last week, but he just handed it to me. Mm-hmm. There's like Kentucky has started 40 different players this season. The most for anybody in the country is 48 different players that have started a game. So you've had 40. That's top 10 in the country on a list you don't want to necessarily be top 10 on.
Right.
And you're one of two teams on that list that has been able to fashion a winning record. And it's your defense that's taken some hits. Geiger, Tisdale back to the spring, Jones, Square last week.
Yeah.
And you've got a defense
JJ.
That's – yeah, and JJ was out. Jordan maybe
Jordan
missed a game. And you've had – your defense is second in the league, I think, in total defense and top three or four in scoring defense. So those guys have done a quite an amazing job.
Yeah, they really have. And we have. And, you know, we've early with the rotation. The offensive line, you know, didn't help as well. And it is, you know, as Tom said, you know, it is what it is. You know, so there's no excuses. And, you know, we've had to rotate a lot of guys in, but, you know, they've been successful at times and we fell short at times. But really appreciate our players and the way they battle and the way they play. As a matter of fact, I was talking with Trevin and D-Jack today when they were out and we were on the side, and I was teasing them, and I was like, I was making fun of them. I said, because I said, what are you trying to make them forget, those old dogs? You know what I mean? Talking about that. And they both started laughing. They both got a big kick out of that. And they were like, yeah, we are. And I said, but
that's what they're supposed to do.
That's what they're supposed to do. And that's what DeAndre was saying last week. And the same with Jaquez, is like, they want those guys to go in and do great and play well. And you love that about our team and their teammates.
I saw Quez after the game. I said, you and DeAndre are doing a nice job coaching.
Yeah, they are.
Let's get one more call in, then we'll let you cut
you
loose. Philip in Cynthiana, you're on with Coach Stoops.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Philip, you there?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Philip. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, it's my first time calling.
Good.
I've watched a lot of football, a lot of Kentucky football. I got two questions. And I was wondering why we're not rotating the offensive linemen like we did back when John Sloan was the offensive line coach. And because I thought when they done that, I thought they played really good. And my second question is, are we going to see Destin Wade at quarterback any this year? I've read a lot about him. Supposed to be a scrambler. I think a running quarterback and can throw a little bit is pretty good in the SEC.
Yeah,
Philip, thank you.
Thank you.
I gotta say, he sounded a little like Madison in two questions.
Yeah, is Madison throwing us off?
Yeah, today? I don't know.
No, Philip, I agree with you. The offensive line rotation, I love that as well. I think we were fortunate to be able to do that. One year we rotated 9, another year we rotated 8. We haven't had that ability. Last year that stopped, and you know, whether that be, you know, the fit of the coaches or the depth of our team, and it's hard. You know, it's tough. I mean, the guys, when they get in there and they get in a routine, they want to play. So it just depends. I like the rotation when you can. Obviously, if we felt that comfortable, we would be doing it. And as far as Destin playing, you know, there were several moments this year when he was close to getting some action. I would love to see him play before the end of the year. We really think he's going to be a very good player, and I love how much he's improving. And I agree with you that it's always good to have a little bit of dual threat. And even Will, we talked about Will not having the mobility like he normally does, just with some aggravating injuries this year, because that is important, as you know, and like you mentioned, in this league, and getting the heat that we get and be able to elude a little bit of pressure and escape, you know, and buy time, either throw it or buy time and scramble, it helps you. So we'll see where that goes. Thanks, Philip.
Philip, thank you for the call. That'll get us to a break. We'll cut Coach Stoops loose to get back to some work for the game Saturday, and we'll see you next Monday.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate
you. We'll see you Saturday.
Yep.
Kentucky Vandy coming up on Saturday. Coverage will start at 10 a.m. with the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Kickoff Show with Christy Thomas, Dusty Bonner, and Jeremy Jarman, all right here on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of Hot and Ready Pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go, Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH.
more for Appalachia.
So what's popping at the Kentucky Lottery? Cash Pop, the game with just 15 numbers and one wins every 4 minutes. That's right, all you need to do is match one number. You can play anywhere Kentucky Lottery products are sold, at a convenience store, at a bar, on your laptop, or even play on your mobile device. Even better, pick more numbers for even better chances of winning. Just visit kylottery.com to play Cash Pop online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Need help developing and retaining skilled employees? Kentucky Community and Technical College System Workforce Solutions can make it happen, and will help pay for it too. As the number one provider of workforce education in the Commonwealth, businesses of all sizes trust us to deliver fast, flexible, and affordable customized training. Find out how you can get started today. Go to workforce.kctcs.edu to learn more.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
All right, we are back and joined now by Coach Vince Merrow as Coach Stoops is headed off to finish up some game prep. So he brought you in off the bench, Coach, and glad to have you here.
Glad to be here. It's a great crowd. Like I said, I never knew it was like this. It's a good atmosphere here.
Yeah, you'll have to come back on Mondays. Yeah.
I just want to be a spectator, just sit in the stands.
Let me start with your guys because Jordan Dingles catching about a touchdown pass every week, it seems like. Got another one Saturday. I was glad to see Caddis get his first catch because he's been blocking so well.
Yes.
It's nice to see him get rewarded with a catch. But those young guys are playing well.
They really are. You know, I know early in the season, well, in fall camp, everybody was talking about the talent we had there. It's not like the older guys are not producing. It's just these young guys are really, really playing good, and it's good to have that problem. So I got four good tight ends, and there were really five with Isaiah Cummins.
Yeah.
But the Caddis is a kid that I thought could play, you know, could have played a lot the first game. I really liked his camp. He came out very well. Guys respect him. He's a tough blocker. And that kid got a great future here. The man Dingle. I really love them two young players.
He had such a big game. It was the state finals there at Kroger Field for Bowling Green a few years ago. You probably, I guess, I don't know if you can what the rules were, if you were able
to
watch.
There.
So you can watch that. Mm-hmm. He was kind of like a one-man wrecking crew. And so it's – I know from talking to Coach Gangarello, he was very high on him. I think he called him the ultimate chess piece because we see him at fullback some.
Yes.
He can split out and be a slot receiver. He can be on the the line of scrimmage as a blocker as well. And he's only going to get better.
Yeah, I think people starting to realize what type of player he is. We knew in training camp that this kid, he can play wide, which is the true tight end. He can play the F. He can play the Z. He's in the backfield. He understands protection, but he seems start becoming a guy now, getting open on third down, beating his man and getting open, moving the chains. And people don't understand, with them two young men, they both 4.0s too. They're very smart young men.
Let's get to a call, and then we'll get to our next break and get caught up. Aaron in Louisville, you're on with Coach Merrow.
How you doing, Coach Vince Merrow?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I got season tickets. I'm doing section 204 every game. I still think we can go 8-4 and finish off the year. Hopefully we can knock off Georgia next weekend and beat Vandy this weekend, take care of the Louisville Cardinals. And
so that would make us 9-3. That would make us 9-3, buddy.
Yeah, I'm
you said 8-4.
But Yeah, 8-4 because everybody's predicting to lose to Georgia, but that's why they strap it up and play the game.
Yes, sir. But I really like that. Let's take care of Andy first.
Saturday. Good luck, Coach Merrill.
I really appreciate that, buddy. I look forward to you being at the game.
Aaron, thank you for the call. You guys can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. It's 800-606-4263. 1-800-606-GAME. Inside Lexington, direct call 859-280-CATS. It's the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, Blue Boo Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234.
It started as a dream, and here they are, moving day. Wait, isn't moving supposed to be stressful? Oh, that's right. They bought their home from Weichert. Their Weichert agent guided them from start to finish to make sure they found their perfect place. And here they are, home. Dream. Move. Home. Weichert. Call your local Weichert office to make your move. Each Weichert franchised office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Capri, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a grilled spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Stop whatever you're doing and get to P-Rats off Richmond Road for our warehouse sale. We're clearing out our warehouse so you can save up to 70% on clearance, open box, and light new furniture, mattresses, and appliances, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, refrigerators, washers, dryers, and more from the top brands, all discounted to sell. Get up to 12 months same as cash or finance with no credit check option. Hurry for the best selection and take advantage of these amazing deals. Now at P-Rats Warehouse Sale in Mount Tabor off Richmond Road. Nobody beats.
We are back. If you have a question for Coach Merrow, give us a shout or post on the Twitter feed at UK Sports Network, or you can post a question on the Kentucky Football Facebook page. We're just talking a little bit about the defensive side. You're coaching the tight end room, but you were involved in recruiting a lot of these guys. And Andrew Phillips, we were just talking, had a maybe his best game on Saturday.
He had a really good game, but you know what people don't realize is that he played really good against Tennessee. He played real well. He played good against Mississippi State. He is really, really – I mean, that's going to be a great asset because he's really playing well. And you got Alex Afari, whether we in medium or nickel down, you got two young, talented guys that you can move around in secondary.
Yeah, and, you know, that back end of the defense lost Tisdale and Geiger. So you get those guys back next year.
Yes.
A lot of these guys almost all these guys returning other than Kedron. You got a loaded group back there next year. And then the other guy I want to ask you about is the development of Deion Walker. Had another sack on Saturday.
Yeah, so I remember I took over. So we recruited Deion, and then I remember taking over his recruitment, going up to Detroit and getting to know his family. And I'm telling you, he is one huge young man. Excuse me. I think he's going to do nothing but get better and better. I see him being remember Jordan Davis at Georgia. Mm-hmm. I think he has the potential to do that. But I really love where he's at right now.
Yeah, and he's making plays already, and I'm sure he's going to get a year in the weight room and just all
yes.
the experience, how much better he's going to be next year, and you think about how well he's playing now.
Yeah, because he came in late. You know, he had to finish. Their graduation went late, and so he really didn't go through Coach Ed's, conditioning. So see him next by spring, he's going to be a monster.
How just in general, you can't talk about names, but how is recruiting going as you head down the home stretch?
Recruiting is going real well. You know, you hear we try not to listen to outside noise, but you hear I see they say somebody decommitted because of NIL. I just want to make this very clear. There's nobody decommitting because of that. I actually think you know, Mark Hill, Mitch, our administration has really been doing a good job supporting us. So if we lose a guy, sometimes it can be we offered another kid, and sometimes people don't like competition. We got some good young talent coming in this weekend. You can't say their names, but they're positions where other people probably didn't like what they seen. And so they're coming in, and when you see this one guy, he's out of Ohio, and he's a pretty good player.
Ohio's been good to you guys. Let's get to a call. Chris in Henderson on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. Hello, Chris. What do you have for
Hello.
Coach Merrill?
Good. So I know we always talk about the culture at Kentucky and building and getting better players, but then we see like a team like Tennessee, a team like Ole Miss, they get new coaches. You know, Tennessee's undefeated. They beat Alabama just in a couple years. Is that gimmick, or is they just, you know, they weren't winning a lot of games, and then just in a couple years they do this? Is that gimmick, is that sustainable for them to be that good for the future? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, you know, that's a good question. You see, when we didn't have Will Levis, he didn't play against South Carolina, and we lost that game. If you just take Tennessee, if they lost, Hayden Hooker's playing really well right now. And if they lost him in one game, I would love to see how they play. But people probably were saying the same thing about us when we got here. Like, I know we went from we was 2-10, then 6-6, 2-5s, and then 7-7, and then 10-3, and 9-4.
And that was you could have probably accelerated that had you had the transfer portal in.
Yes, and if we didn't play 10 SEC games in one year.
Yeah,
you know. But I'm only worried about, you know, with Coach Stoops, our program. You know, we can easily say we can be 9-1 or 8-1. You know, if they don't call that play back from at Ole Miss, you know, when Dane scored. I just really like where our program is. We on the verge of going to our 7th straight bowl game. We can end up being 9-3, which would be a great season again. So I think if you're talking about Tennessee, yes, I'm really impressed at how they recruited, and they actually got a guy that they didn't even know he was going to be their quarterback. Hayden Hooker, he came in.
As a backup.
Yes, he came in actually with Pruitt's and them staff.
Mm-hmm.
And he just happened to run that system right. So I take my hat off to them, but – you know, we're not taking a backseat to no one, and I feel good where Kentucky is going.
Kentucky, I think I saw this number today somewhere. Since 16, the fifth most wins in this league. And
yes,
that's the thing about this league. If somebody is coming up, there's always somebody else waiting to try to come up too.
Yes, and I always quote, you know, what Mark says. Nobody going backwards, and they're not. But just listen to what you just said. Since 16, we are – the fifth winningest program in the SEC, which is like the NFL. I mean, I talked to a lot of scouts. They are building every day, and they say this league is really talented and it's really hard. So, you know, I really like where we're going. I like, you know, the direction that our administration gives us, the support they give us. I think Kentucky football is really going in the right direction. I really do.
You've got some guys, you're talking about the scouts coming through, guys like Levis, C-Rod. It'll be another good spring for Kentucky.
Yeah, we should have – I would think we're going to have anywhere from 4 to 6 guys drafted. But, you know, Will has a chance to be the first pick of the draft. A lot of people, I think they look at that and say, well, they say Hayden Hooker, they say the guy at Alabama and the guy at Ohio State. But I'm telling you, the intangibles with these guys like in Will. Will is a very, very good prospect. They really like him a lot.
He's got an amazing set of stats that doesn't get enough attention on third down. Because they've had issues with the offensive line, so he's been in a lot of third and longs.
Yes,
more than most other quarterbacks. And he hit. It was like third and I want to say third and 9 on the first touchdown pass. I think third and 11 on the other one. He's had, I want to say, I don't have these numbers in front of me, but I want to say he's third down completions. Maybe it's 46 for the year. Almost half of them have been for 15 or more yards.
Yes.
So he's making big plays at a time when the other guy's dropping 7 or 8, and it's hard to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you call our games. You remember the Missouri drive that he hit Dingle on a 15-yard play, and then he hit him again on a 13-yard, then he hit Dane, and then we went down and scored.
Yeah.
So, I mean, trust me, I mean, I deal with the NFL people every day in our building, and I know what they're saying about Will. I mean, trust me, he's going to do very well. I need to become his agent because he's going to make a lot of money.
Yes.
I really do.
That would be a good job to have. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to a break. One segment left with Viz Mero. It is the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
If you're a part of Big Blue Nation, then you need to listen to BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. immediately following the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
It's a one-hour insider's look at UK athletics, hosted by Darren Hedrick, and a rotating cast of coaches, players, and your favorite UK Sports Network personalities.
Victory, Kentucky!
Get inside the program with BBN Radio, Monday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. on the UK Sports Network.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Kroger is going to host a VIP tailgate event that begins 2 hours prior to kickoff for home games. So that would be 10 a.m. Eastern time this Saturday. It's in the lawn next to BCTC. Kroger customers can accumulate fan reward points by purchasing participating items at their local Kroger stores. Then go to Kroger.com to redeem slash fan rewards to redeem those points that can be used for free admission to the tailgate experience that gets you food and beverages. Customers will be sent an email confirmation that can be shown at the entrance to gain admission to the tailgate. So if you've got those points accumulated, take advantage of them for the game this week as Kentucky takes on Vanderbilt. We're here with Coach Vince Mero. Coach Stoops was with us in the first half. Vince jumping in here for the second half of the show. And there's time if you've got a quick question left for Vince. We were talking about Will. What are the NFL guys telling you about Chris C-Rod?
Love him. Last year we got a grade on Chris. I think it was like maybe fourth round. And Chris wanted to increase his stock. So, what you've been seeing, he's been blitz pickup, and he's really catching out of the backfield now. So there's one team, I promise I wouldn't say nothing, but it's a team that's in the north, and they got him ranked pretty high. And they really, really think that he would fit, go along with the weather. I know you like the Bears. But there's a team there. There's a lot of teams that like him.
Yeah.
And they just like his makeup. You know, he's a powerful guy. He goes, you know, he never goes backwards. One scout say he reminds him of Connor, the guy who used to be with the Steelers now with the Cardinals. Yeah. But I think he's like Marshawn Lynch, a little bit like Marshawn, that type of attitude, the way he runs the ball. So that Chris going to have a good future. They really like Chris a lot.
And you guys have a nice fraternity of guys in the league now.
Yes.
Wandale's doing well up in New York. Fortner's doing great down in Jacksonville there with Josh Allen.
Yes. We got you know, me and Mark was talking, and he sends former guys like little gifts, you know, stuff from UK, and them boxes are getting very bigger. So I think it's up to like 15 to 16 boxes. And so, you know, Mike Edwards is playing very well, and he's playing well at the right time. His contract is up this year. This will be coming into his fifth year, and he's gonna do very well. So I'm going to ask a loan from him too. But Lonnie, you go on. Benny's still going in there. We just got a lot of guys. Darren Kennard made the Chiefs. I mean, it's really, really good. And I was very happy to see Josh Pascal play.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've seen it.
High on him.
Yes. It was like a proud father where you seen him play the Cowboys, and we have four guys in that game. Fats, Quentin Bohannon.
Quentin's having a great year.
Stem Bird and Josh Pascal was four guys in that game. So
yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah, so it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, and all that's great to kind of feeds into your recruiting pitches.
There was times when we first got here, you know, we may have one guy going to the combine.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, we had probably the second or third most guys at the combine. The one year, I think our whole secondary went to the combine. I was 18 with Mike, Lonnie, Darius West, Beatty, Chris. Yeah. They all went to the combine. So, you know, it's just we recruit and develop pretty well. The greatest thing you can have, compliment you can have, is when the NFL say we wanted the top teams that develop NFL players. So that's good for us in recruiting.
Vince, appreciate you coming out. And, again, we're going to encourage everybody to go over to the Bell Soccer Complex as Kentucky is trying to move into the championship match in the Conference USA tournament in the semifinals against West Virginia tonight. Those guys have got it going on.
Yeah, I'm going over there. I'm a fan. So thank you for having me, Tom. And, you know, let's get ready for Saturday, win this game, and go play hard and keep pushing.
Coverage starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday with Christy, Dusty, and Jeremy on the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Kickoff. And don't forget, there's a new community of diehard Cat fans just like you who can't get enough coverage of the Cats. So go to bluechipsnft.io to connect with members of the BBN and unlock exclusive digital collectibles, content, and experiences. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on our regular Monday night next week for the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
This has been the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network. The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show was brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, Central Bank, Kroger, UK Healthcare, and by Coca-Cola.
25, 30, 40, look out, he's gone!
The Mark Stoops Show is an exclusive presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.
At the five and goes in! Kentucky!
The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by these sponsors, Toyota and by Skyline Shield.
The 10 years in Lexington is something that I am proud of.
All season long, catch the Wildcats in Lexington on your home for Kentucky football, the UK Sports Network.